Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, July 29th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. 12 churches are destroyed in Bombay flooding. Chernobyl helps Belarusian Christians see beauty from ashes, and a lack of personnel delays Bible translation in Senegal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 500 people have been killed and millions are homeless after historic monsoon rains hit western India. Mumbai, formerly known as Bombay, is reporting more than 200 fatalities. Speaking from India, Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says they have work in the slums.
Nobody's counting the poor and the suffering people. We have 28 pastors working that neighborhood. By the grace of God, no one died, but all the 12 churches they have in the slum area completely got destroyed.
The floodwater swept through the first floor of the Bible college I was visiting on Sunday. Many pastors lost their homes, but they're reaching out.
Many of our people are going to start distributing food and urgent needed materials to share about the Lord and His love and the reason we do what we do. So it is an opportunity in the midst of the suffering to express Christ's love.
But funding is needed to help make these purchases. Meanwhile, on April 25, 1986, the world's worst nuclear power accident occurred in Chernobyl. The blast unleashed a radioactive cloud over Ukraine, Russia, and Europe. Belarus was hit especially hard. GAIN USA's Rick Reagan says that area is the focus of a special project.
We're told that there is approximately 2,800 settlements located in the contaminated area with a population of more than 1.5 million people, including about 420,000 children. And unfortunately, these are the poorest of the poor.
Reagan explains they want to use the 20th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster as a platform to help the local church minister in this hard-hit area.
We're currently recruiting volunteers who want to lock arms with the local Belarusian churches to help with the distribution of Bibles, children's Bible storybooks, food, clothing, all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The first team leaves January 28, 2006. Go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Despite the recent bombings in England, more than 12,000 Baptists gathered from 200-plus nations for the Baptist World Centenary Congress in Birmingham. The Baptist World Alliance gathered there to celebrate 100 years of unity. The theme? Jesus Christ, Living Water, which also denotes a five-year BWA emphasis on evangelism. Outgoing Alliance President Billy Kim says, as water is essential to life, so is salvation. The Congress continues through Sunday. Meanwhile, bringing women to faith in Christ and grounding them in the Word of God, that's the vision of Greater Europe Missions' Betty Jean Szigethy as she serves the church in Hungary. It's an important ministry because under communism, Hungary's churches had nothing to help train lay people how to use the Bible. Szigethy says she's developing relationships through small groups.
I'm trying to specifically reach women who are interested in starting a women's group in their church. So I'm trying to multiply myself and train women so that they are able to go back to their villages and teach other women how to study the Bible and counsel one another in the faith.
Szigethy's passion is to train leaders and build up the church, but she also wants to see the vision spread.
Hopefully, we're going to plant a vision in them to go to their neighboring countries and reach those women. And so, definitely, it's part of a greater movement.
Ann Wycliffe Bible Translator says their Senegal ministry is facing an obstacle that's causing a delay to translation work. Because of staff shortages, language personnel have had to fill other critical personnel needs. In at least one case, the delay grew into 2 years. The Senegal office needs a replacement for a center manager who will be leaving next year. Pray that God will send someone so the language teams can continue their translation and literacy work on the field. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to financially support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. If you do it online, we'll send you a newly designed Mission Network News t-shirt. Go to missionnetworknews.org, where you can also click on special reports to see the pictures of my recent trip to India. I'm Greg Yoder.